Okay, we're in Parak Chav Beis of Hilchos Kalim, and now the Rambam is going to take up how much of excuse me the halachas of tumah as they apply to clothing. Okay, halacha ala kamashir beged listame. So how much does it take, or what's the minimum measurement for clothing to be able to contract tumah? Shlosh tefachim on the medrash. So three tefachim by three tefachim for the situation of a zav sitting on it. But for other areas, like for instance, by what do you call it, the dead body, etc. So it's only three etzba by three etzba. What do you call it, with including the area, little tiny pieces of string that are hanging off of it. This applies to clothes that are made out of wool or flax. But other types of clothing made of different materials. None of those things contract tumah. So the minimum shear by other clothing to ever contract tumah is going to be three by three tefachim. It says or clothing. We learn from Torah Shabbat Peh. So it came to include three by three kashar begadim matumah, like other clothing for tumah. So when does this apply? So this applies to cases where you have a torn piece from a shirt, for instance. Of aha orig beged with the atzma kolsho. When it comes to weaving like a garment on its own, so any small amount can contract tumah. Hareza mekabo shar tumas. It can contract other types of tumah, chutz v'tumas medras, except for the tumah of a zav sitting on it, for instance. She mekabo also ella royal medras, because only that which is susceptible to medras tumah would contract it. Look, a base of a gadim ha'avim b'yoser. So when it comes to very thick clothing, kagon ha'levodin v'hanematin ha'kashin. So for instance, blankets. Begun the Marachim Yosef, very thin clothes, could go in Big Day Pishnan, Shom Mitzrayim, like Egyptians' linen, Shabbos and Yerim Mitachdan, that you can see the skin through them. These types of clothing, in a Makab and Toma, do not contract Toma, Achieh, Bekarash, Shoshosh, Tvachim, and the Medrash Main Shot Tumas, until there is three by three Tvachim on a torn piece, whether it is for Zav Toma or for regular Toma. Sorry about that. Halacha Gimon, Kola Kliyos, Makabos, Toma, Begadim. So all woven nets can contract Toma like clothing. Doesn't matter if someone's weaving little strings together to make it into a rope, or if somebody is going ahead and weaving together to make a belt. Except for the case of a net that's made by people who sell wool, that is holding wool, that's tahar. So let's say there's literally this refers to a slingshot. So you have a piece of rope with the kela is the base kibble is the area that's going to hold the rock. Let's say that's made out of leather, for instance. It's mekabel tumah. Nifsak bais base etzba shala tahora. But let's say the place where I put my finger to pull back the rope to sling it, what it called, or to hold it, if that gets separated, then it is tahor. Nifsak bais hapakia shala belvad adayin yutamasa. But if the handle is split, then it's still susceptible to tumah. Hamachmuros varshusos mekabel tumah. So these are fishing nets. They are able to contract tumah. V'acherim mekabel tumah from the zuto. So too a fishing net that has some type of pocket on it also contracts tumah. Neisha ene osa hashivka dakim biyoser very gebeged, because the holes in it are very very tiny and therefore it's like clothing. Hausa begim min acherim tahor. But if I make a garment from such a net, it is tahor. Min zuto mistame. But if I make it from that pocket area where the holes are much smaller, then it would contract tumah. So let's say, what do you call it? Someone made a cloak from clothing that was formerly used as a filter. It's three by three, it can contract tumah. So when it comes to a cloth used to filter wine, shabalsa, right? Let's say it becomes old. So if I could still use it to filter wine, it's tameh. If not, it is tahar. Halachavav. So this comes to clothing, a cloth that's used for book covers, or for scrolls in this case, where you made designs on them. Why? Because they're not really there to serve people. Because we see from the design on them that they're made for the book. But ones without designs, they would contract regular tuma, from a zav. Because we say to him, we would say, or he would be told, stand up and let us do our work to get out of the way. So this is a type of cushion that certain types of workers put on their shoulders. because they're carrying something very heavy, is mistame b'medrash. We'll get tuma from zav mishmeres shel yain in a mistame b'medrash. But when it comes to a cloth that's used for a filter for wine, that would not contract tuma medrash. So let's say someone had in mind that he's going to use a piece of cloth to make a design out of it, it would not contract tuma. But if he cancels his thinking or changes his mind, let's say a person made covers to hang over his wall, for instance, in a makabas tuma, those things would not contract tuma. Right, so let's say a cloak that's made like a veil, in order to basically create entertainment for people who get drunk, in a makabal tuma would not contract tuma. Kippa nesona ala sefer. So this is a, let's say, a woman's headscarf that's used, what do you call it, to cover a scroll, tahor, milkabal tumas medrash. It's tahor from contracting tuma of a zav. But it can still contract tuma from a dead body or other types of tuma. Let's say a person makes some type of bandage, bein ala or, bein ala beged, whether it's from leather or from cloth, even if it has the right, the minimal amount to be considered a beged, so to speak, it's tahor. Also learn melugma ala beged. Let's say he went ahead and made some sort of compress on the cloth, in makabel tuma, because now the clothing gets disgusting, it's not good. Valor, but if it's for hide, makabel tuma, for the mishka, because at that point it's easy to clean the the leather, and therefore someone can therefore sit on it. Excuse me. At what point does a cloth become susceptible to tuma? When 3x3 etzbos are sewn together. The whole kelim on their ragim and machad could go on a kis the anpalaya. So when what do you call any garment that you need a needle to sew together, like for instance leggings or pockets, these are not imakab and tuma. Actually, the garment lachdan, they don't contract tuma until they are completed. Any kelim that's made with needles, they go on mitsuda like a trap. Kevan shenasa ban base kibo. Right, so once the there's a receptacle, it's completed. Melachta mekabel tuma. So then, base kibo melachta. So when I make that the pouch part to receive things, that at that point it contracts tuma. Lachay yud dalad zvacha shmanichas abanas roshayim. So head coverings that young women wear on their heads. Imitchul lasos osa mipia. So if I started making it from its opening, any mekabel tuma shigamer karka isa. So it's not complete. It's not considered. It can won't contract tuma until I complete the base part. But if I start from the base, it does not mekabel tuma until I finish the opening. So an ornament that I put on top of the head covering, that is mekabel tuma on its own. And the strings that are attached to it can both contract and give off tuma. So let's say the head covering is torn. If it's not able to cover most of the hair, tahora, it is considered tahor. Halachat hazayin, cholok shel beged, o shel leved, o shel niyar. So let's say I make a cloak out of fabric or felt or paper. May masay hu gemar melachto. At what point is it considered completed? Misha yiftach es piv. So when I make the opening for the head. Hagadol fi godo, v'katlon fi kodno. So it all depends on the size of the person and the size of the head. The nitma hacholok, right? But let's say the, what do you call it, cloak becomes, let's say it becomes tamay, may masay hu tarasa. So when does it become tamor? Misha Yivla, right? Basically, when it no longer is able to function normally, so it gets old and worn out and can't function the way it's supposed to. Nishtayba Ruba Milmala, if most of it's remaining from above, Adain Hubutumaso, it's still Tame, Rubo Milmata, majority below it, Tahar. The Nikari base Piv Tahar. If it's torn, if the border around its mouth it tears, then it is Tahar. Lachid Zain Ose Chagor Mitsavar Shalbegen. If I make a belt from the collar of a shirt, let's say, umitsido shel sadim, or from the side of a sheet, in a makabel tuma, achi yimlo sifsosa. It doesn't contract tuma until I make a border around the edges of it. So me'emsa bege, I've made it from the middle of the cloth, me'emsa hasadim, the middle of the sheet, in a makabel tuma, it doesn't contract tuma, achi yimlo mitzada sheni, until I make a border from the other side. Halacha yunchas, chagor shebalut sada, yiso kayemes tame. So let's say I have a belt, and the edges of the belt are worn out, but the middle part of the belt still works, it is still contracts tuma. So let's say the border is separated out from the clothing, and I try to fix it up to go ahead lachorba es mosnav to basically create like a something over my lower like an underwear. It's considered like a belt. Jabalsa. So let's say there's a garment worn by a poor person that gets worn out. Imayu rov sifsosea kayamos. If what do you call most of the edges are still there, are working. Api she in behen shalosh shalosh bari. So even though it doesn't have 3x3 that are intact, nonetheless it attracts them. Ain sifsosea kayamos. But if they're not, if the edges are not kayam, imesh ba shalosh shalosh, or there's 3x3 chazaku bari that are strong and healthy, so to speak, or good. The clothing's in good shape. Mikabel stoma contracts stoma v'mlav. And if not, inam kabel stoma does not contract stoma v'chein shar big danim. So too other poor person's clothes. So patches that don't have 3x3 or do not contract tuma. But let's say my intention was to use them for a specific purpose and I prepared them that way. They would contract tuma until they're less than 3x3, what it called etzvos. Because anything that's less than that, inam kabel tuma klal, doesn't contract any tuma of avbi shechino, even if I had it in mind. So let's say clothing smaller than 3x3, sheiskino lifkot bo samerchatz, that I made it to, let's say, put in as a stopper in a sauna, lanar bo sapadera, or to clean up, what do you call it? Or excuse me, to cover up a pot, like to hold it, a pot holder. And when it's hot, lakanech bo sarechayim, or to clean up, what do you call it, the mill, koyotzeveilo, imishlucha bo ashbite, and makabach tuma. So once I throw it away in the garbage, it doesn't contract tuma. Talo b'magod or nicho achari delos. Let's say I hung it up, what do you call it, on a hook or behind the door. It's like I am placing among my clothing. It's still important to me. So it's still contract other types of tuma except for tumas medrus. Why? Because by tumas zav you need at least three tefachim. Shlosha al shlosha, when a piece of cloth is 3x3. Shahaya mushlach ba'oshra. Let's say it's thrown away in the garbage. Let's say it's strong enough that it can go ahead and use and hold 1/4 of a kav of thick, coarse kosher salt. And it won't tear. It can get tuma from a zav. If not, it won't contract tuma. But if it's in the house, if it's strong, even if it can't hold that salt, or let's say it can hold salt, but it's not really made to last a long time. Harizat tamei medras, it can still contract tuma from azav. Well, let's say something is 3x3, a piece of clothing that tears, and the pieces are not separated from each other. If I put them on a chair, when I sit in it, my skin will touch some part of the chair. If not, if not, it's considered like a chair cover, and therefore it will contract tuma from azav. So let's say clothing is 3x3, and let's say there's one thread that gets really worn out. Or let's say there are two, what do you call it, strings that run, so to speak, twins here, but they run parallel to each other. In such a case, it's tahar. So when you have a piece of clothing that's 3x3, when I throw it away, it is tahar. But if I take it back, mikabel stuma la'olam, right? Excuse me, mikabel stuma, it can contract tuma. La'olam hashachasa mitarasa v'achzarasa mitamasa. And always, throwing it away makes it tar, taking it back makes it tame. Chutz v'shal argaman v'shal zahoris tova, except for fine, what do you call it, silk or purple thread. Tova shafila haisa ala ashba, even if it is on top of the garbage, mikabel stuma, why may she chashuva? Because it's considered important. Let's say clothing that's 3x3 is placed into a larger ball of fabric, or I make a ball of fabric out of it, tahor. But let's say there's something that's already 3x3 tefachim that I put into a ball of thread. It's like it was initially, and therefore it contracts tuma from a zav. So if I made a ball of it on its own, it will not contract tuma from a zav, because the sewing necessary to make it into a ball reduces it from its size at 3x3. That ends Parakha Beis, and we will continue with Parakha Gimel next time.